Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 343, Light for Every Step. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalm 119:105. Let that land. Don't rush past it. A lamp to my feet, a light to my path. The psalmist doesn't ask for a floodlight that illuminates the whole horizon at once. He doesn't say the word lights up the entire world. He says, to my feet. That is personal. That is intimate. God is not dispensing general truth from a distance. He is coming down to the ground where you are, right to the specific step you need to take today. That next step, the one you're not sure how to take. And there's something more here. An ancient lamp, the kind the psalmist knew, didn't light the whole road ahead. It casts just enough glow for a few steps forward. That's it. And do you know what that means? It means God rarely shows us the full map. He doesn't hand over the entire plan all at once. He gives just enough light for the next step. And that, my friend, is grace. Not silence. It's the shape of God's love, keeping us walking close to Him, step by step, in trust. The Word isn't only a guide to a destination. It's a light for the daily path. The choices you make when you wake up, the words you choose before noon, the way you respond when something hurts, the great journey of your life is built exactly like this. One lit step at a time, not all at once. One step, and here is the heart of everything. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. So when you open the Bible, you are not consulting a rule book. You are meeting a person. It is Christ walking with you in the dark. Not a rule pointing the way from the outside. It's Him, right beside you, holding the lamp. December can carry shadows. I know it can. Weariness has built up. The new year is coming, and it brings its uncertainties and questions that don't have answers yet. And maybe you are carrying something that nobody else sees. The psalmist was too. He wrote this verse in the middle of his struggles, not after they were over. And what he found is what I want you to carry today. The lamp needs no sunlight to shine. It burns brightest in the dark. The darker the moment, the more the Word of God illuminates. So today, do one thing. Before breakfast, before you pick up your phone, before the news, open your Bible to any psalm. Read three verses slowly, really slowly, and ask Jesus quietly, Lord, what are you showing me for today? Then take a piece of paper or your phone and write down one word, one phrase, whatever settles in your heart. Just that. Light the lamp before you walk into the day. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.